We're having the biggest conversations in Abuja right now. Join the talk on 95.1 Nigeria Info, Abuja. Let's talk. Let's talk.
Nothing breaks the news like the news. Trust me, I can prove it. I'm ready. Let's take on the biggest debates on radio, provide insights, experience, and build an unforgettable discussion together. I am Femi D. Amele.
This is Nigeria Info 95.1. Let's get you through some of the leading stories as we have them for today. Well, here we go. Some of the leading stories. Bandits block Abuja Katuna Road, abduct travelers. NECO releases results of Kano students. Man dies on electricity pole in Ogun State. Lekki Tollgate massacre panel report. There's also this story about Buhari has borrowed destinies of Nigerians away, according to Archbishop Odumtemu. And then you would also want to read about Igboho Yoruba monarchs. Elders should talk to Buhari for his release. That's according to Oluwo. APC governors in late night meeting over national convention. Other stories of interest this very morning also border on Sultan wants adequate investment in health sector. And then you find Kano beats Southeast in VAT collection. Zamfara governorship aspirants gunned down by bandits. And yes, Sultan wants, okay, I did take that already. Hidden 19.3 billion bailout. Kogi government gives EFCC 48 hours to retract statement. These and many more are part of the leading stories this morning on Morning Crossfire.
And we're back to the Morning Crossfire on your number one news, talk, and sports station, Nigeria Info.
Let me begin this segment of the lead by making you understand, well, according to an eyewitness, a video recorded yesterday during the abduction that did take place yesterday was of interest as well. Take a listen to this extract from yesterday.
See other people here. See other people come. God, you are faithful. Oh my God! Oh my God! They've carried our friends. We're just coming from Kaduna. Today is 21st November 2021. Oh my God! The Lord is faithful. Thank you for saving our lives. Thank you.
And that makes up a little bit of that moment yesterday.
See other people here. See other people here. See other people here. See other people come. God, you are faithful. Oh my God! Oh my God! They've carried our friends. We're just coming from Kaduna. Today is 21st November 2021. Oh my God!
This is Morning Crossfire.
A little bit of that. There were about four vehicles on the side of the road. Looked broken. Their goods were brought out. Clothes were littered on the road. And you name it. These were some of the things that they were to see on that road just yesterday. I did hear about the kidnapping just in the afternoon yesterday. Of course, the news about it did wade into Abuja later in the evening. But these are some of the issues that continue to go on. Remember, just on Friday, the president re-emphasized that he was going to be looking into the issue of insecurity in the country and seeing how it would come to an end. In fact, some have speculated that within all the aggregated statements made by various officers, we're looking at February of next year at most to end insecurity. Can this be done? Will this be done? How will it be done? Welcome to the lead segment of Morning Crossfire. Let's take your calls on 07-00951-0000. That's 07-00951-0000. Let's take your calls immediately. And if you're writing in on WhatsApp, please do the same. Keep your messages brief to allow me to read them in good time, okay? And also be able to get your message on 08099930137. I'm glad you connected with us today. Welcome to the show. Good morning. Good morning to you. Okay, looks like he's settling in, or she is settling in. Well, that didn't stay, so we'll move on to take on another call. Good morning. Thanks for joining in.
Good morning, Femi D.
How are you today?
The Lord is good. My name is JD.
Welcome.
You see, everybody's disturbed about what is happening. Governor Shivas Peran countdown. People coming from Kaduna are picking up. Niger, flag of bandits raising up here and there. Sokoto, Taraba, Cameroonian, Jamin, Spike Village, Kilmona, and so forth and so on. I just pray that this government does not hand over bandits to the next government. Because telling us that putting a deadline to ending insecurity in February, is insecurity, is it a destination? It should be a process. Are you giving us deadline? Is it a project that by February it is completed and commissioned? I think these people, do they really know what governance is all about? It's very unfortunate. Very unfortunate. We thank God for. I mean, we pray for the post of life of those who have been killed.
Okay. Let's
leave it at that. Have been calling. Security is just. I've got it out of hand.
Thank you. Let's leave it at that. Thank you so much. Okay. Good morning to you. Good morning. Welcome to the show. This is Morning Crossfire.
Dr. Family, good morning. How are you?
Very well. Good to have you on.
Yes, I'm moving out of money this morning.
Glad you connected.
Badestree is based on Kaduna Road again, and Islam people and a former director in SEC. You see, there was a time the security agency will apply new method, deploy similar efforts to annul Kaduna Road secretly. They achieved something good. But I think advise the federal government to also do something secret in this Kaduna Road, to apply new method to deploy security silently. Because those bodies, they have information, they are giving information. Whenever those people there, there's no suspicion there, the director, all those people are passing on this road. The information was passing to them. I think something must be done. Thank you very much.
All right, thank you as well for your time. Let's take on another call then. Okay, good morning to you. Welcome to the show.
Good morning this morning.
Yes, good morning to you, sir.
My name is Emmanuel Ocharibu, the Freedom Wheeler, and I'm willing to call the city of Talakazi.
All right, good to have you on.
The president has promised another deadline to end the security. I think that is not a new game to us. Having the deadline has been announced even during the campaign era. So I never been fruitful. So today I don't want to even have any about it. I think whether we handed over to the militants or the armed group. And we think that would not be still a political promise, and just as usual the way they do it, and that is what they are doing. So the people that are being harassed, killed, and kidnap around Kaduna Road today. I just pray God to just console those ones that survived and those that have died. May God save their soul. Thank you.
All right. Thank you so much as well for your time. Still keeping up with Kaduna State, there's been fresh debate about if primary school teachers should be evaluated before they are able to teach children. Well, a few of them did gather and they expressed their displeasure about the need for them to be examined before they can examine how they will teach children within the state. Take a listen to this.
Of course, you know, they have no basis because we are in academics. If you want to conduct a test, it should be based on empirical, if you are doing empirical studies. Have they done any empirical studies on the output? The output are our students. Are they saying the students are not passing? They are not gaining admission into higher institutions? Is that what they are saying? I really do not know the basis of this competency test. Is it only teachers that is in Kaduna State? What of the other areas? have primary school teachers, to be specific. Don't we have doctors here in Kaduna State? Don't they attend to citizens of Kaduna State? Have they conducted competency tests? We have engineers. Have they also conducted competency tests on them? Are buildings not collapsing? So I don't know why people should single out a group of people.
This is Morning Crossfire.
And that is building up a new debate about that, and we're seeing interesting. So if you're going to do a test across board to all the people within the state, why don't you do it across board? That, well, that's literally the argument being provided at this time by various classes of people, essentially. Let's take two calls again, and then I'll get back to playing something Senator Dina Milaye did say. Two calls now. Okay, that is stay, so we'll move across on, we'll move on across board. Good morning to you.
Morning,
thanks for joining.
Good morning.
Yes, how are you today?
I'm fine, good morning. My name is Joe.
Okay, good to have you on. Yes, let's listen to you. Are you there, sir?
I am here. This Kaduna issue. The problem that I have, those people that have been saying during Jonathan time, bombing everywhere, bombing here and there, they're what are they saying about this issue now? People cannot go to school. People cannot travel from Abuja to Kaduna again. Eh? And government is here. I'm very, 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 I don't know what to say about this condition of Nigeria this time. During Jonathan, people are beginning to complain. They when this man come, everything will be okay. Now this man is here now. See what we're passing through. Eh? Nigeria is on fire.
Well, we're under a very tense situation. I don't know how else to say it. I don't want to downgrade the word fire, but it literally tells you we're in a very troubling situation. We are.
Everywhere is very hot.
I agree with you on that. Things are really difficult beyond what one would easily even describe in easy words. Good morning to you.
Morning.
Oh, thanks for joining in.
Very, very unfortunate. I want to comment on this Kaduna happening 1 or 4 years ago. From the earth, the most, I know this renewal that they are doing, the polo model. So I think that serious, so that the money this renewal can generate the money, that they will pay them where they follow the money back. Look at, now the workers have gone for strike. And what is happening. Since then, this thing has happened. See, because they have not had the inside child holding.
Oh dear, okay, it's cold, it don't stay long enough, but it makes up a part of what was said. Many of you will recall that it was just on the tail end of the weekdays last week that the NRC, that's the National Rural Corporation Workers, yes, they did call off their strike. So I don't know whether people have to go through the road as an alternative to going through the trains as one of the reasons why we had this go on again. And yes, a few things to also notice. Some have questioned, where are the unknown gunmen that really did pervade through the southeast before the election? Suddenly they've gone quiet and things have eased off, as one would find, considerably more than before. But these are things really to wonder about and just to examine day by day over and over again. All right, well, stay with me. Let me quickly share with you what Dina Milaye has been talking about in recent times. He talks about 300 million. He talks about 300 million being spent on food alone by the Buhari government. And I don't know if that's accurate enough, but he has his own opinion about this. Take a listen to this.
And catering material supply for the year 2022 stands at 301.1 million naira. When Nigerians are languishing, hunger and poverty, the president is going to spend for his kitchen 301.1 million for the year 2022. Then the president miscellaneous, that means he can spend anyhow he likes, stands at 250.8 million. An honorarium and sitting allowance for Mr. President is 174 million naira. The 2022 budget of the Vice President stands at 1.1 billion naira. The Vice President is to spend the sum of 301.9 million for local travels and transport, while the sum of 476.2 million will be spent on international travel and transport by the Vice President of the Federal Republic of Nigeria. 6.3 million will be spent on office stationaries and computer consumables. The sum of 4.6 million will be spent on printing and non-security documents. The Vice President's food stuff and catering material supplies for the year 2022 is 156.6 million naira. Miscellaneous, spend anyhow you like amount for the office of the Vice President in 2022 stands at 99.7 million naira.
This is Morning Crossfire.
Well, Nigeria heading for a disaster with 2022 budget. That's the assertion that has been put forward by Dino Melaye, even in recent times. He was speaking at a press conference put together on antidotes to corruption, and he expressed himself as such. Stay with me. This is Morning Crossfire. There's more to come right here on this very show. I go on a break, and when I'm back, I'd like to read your messages. If you're there, oh yes, and you're writing in, it's a good time for me to pick up on them. Stay close.
From your number one talk news and sports station, this is the Morning Crossfire
with Femi D Live.
A great talk show unravels your thinking, makes you stop to listen, engages you in a debate of opinions.
I believe this man knows what he is doing. He is a Nigerian.
And ultimately brings you to the king of talk radio, Femi D Live.
On talk news and sports station. This is the Morning Crossfire
with Femi D Live.
It's 7:49 a.m. Nigerian time. It's a Monday morning. If you're there, I'm here right here on Morning Crossfire on Nigerian for 95.1. Thanks so much for joining in. Let's keep up with some of your thoughts with regards to the lead and the stories that are breaking out in every new direction this very morning. I'm reading from your messages now. Z Image Baba from New Cairo says, federal government rehabilitate terrorists. It's a welcome development when graduates are roaming the streets jobless. I wonder why we still listen to news, because nothing good can be heard in the news. That would have to be his own assertion. And then Masru Adetunji from Kwali says, and bandits block Lokoja Kaduna Road. The rate at which bandits continue to gain more momentum on a daily basis is alarming. The poor security situation of the country under Mr. President has brought on retrogressive ideas and killings. How long are we going to be hearing cases of abduction and killing of innocent Nigerians? This is the government that promised Nigerians that they are going to erase and get rid of insecurity within 6 months in office. History will never forget, Mr. President, it goes on to say. Okay, there's another story that dear friend here is sharing. Ari Awurube in Apo says, again, gunmen kill three in Imo community. I'm sure somebody would have to read up about that to know the details. Edward's call from Maraba says, it's absolutely unreasonable for our Igbo leaders to visit the president and ask for unconditional release of Kanu. We have a constitution and working legal system where litigations are carried out. We need to be national and patriotic in our decisions, please. We can't continue to destroy ourselves. Edward from Maraba did write the team. And then you have Wareke Nyado, who says, stay at home cannot favor IPOP states. Stay at home will die natural death. Go by Suleja Kaduna kidnapping. Does it mean that our security along that road, that they are not working? In our community, Wake, yesterday, my brother was kidnapped. All my laboring village hunters swapped into action, searching. No result as at this moment. May Allah arrest the situation of this country, Nigeria. And then I also have a message, this time from Emmanuel from Adela, who says, Kanu must not die in detention, says cousin. This is true. It must not die, please. We don't want to have another situation, unwanted Boko Haram situation in Southeast. We have lost many lives already owing to the activities of Boko Haram. This is because government killed the leader of Boko Haram. Please, Kanu should not die in detention. Nwanu, that's according to Mando from Mandela. And Jeno Sojimba from Gogola that says, please let the law take its proper course. These, if a hotel murder should not be swept under the carpet, facts are on ground and must be proven. There should be no sacred cow. A promising life has been hacked down by a ritualist which must be properly investigated. Oh Lord, grant the family of late Reverend Ezekiel of CPM the strength to bear the loss. It was under the crusade organized by Reverend Ezekiel in 1981 that I gave my life to Jesus Christ. Genesis Ojimba from Gogolada, they dried it in. And then Asala from South South said about bandits who carried a fresh attack in Kaduna Expressway and PDP are planning on taking power from APC. Are you planning to take the post from APC by kidnapping? Because PDP cannot come back to power again, even if they use all their tactics. The 16 years they ruled us, we did not see anything meaningful, any meaningful thing. They did not, because if they had laid good foundation for us, Nigeria would have been better than where it is today. From 1960 till when the PDP came into power, Nigeria had many infrastructure and investment. But when the PDP came into power, they sold almost everything out. If they like, let them bring candidates from heaven. You cannot win because you can see what's on ground in daytime and put you can see what's on ground daytime and put your leg in it. Asala from South South, you do use some very non-broadcast words, okay? So think about it when you send in messages, okay, to a broadcast station, please. If not, we end up paraphrasing your message heavily. I had to do that a few times, okay? So please think about what you're writing, okay? There are some things that would not be read out, okay? Okay, here we go. This message says, good morning, FMD. I kicked against Nigeria Railway Corporation going on strike and shutting down train services. I couldn't go to school as a postgrad student at the NDA and many of the schoolmates alike. I feel bad that the NRC control people into roads by shutting down services. And that's the height of insecurity and wickedness. Because you want to drive a point home, you then expose people to bandits and terrorists all in the name of warning strike. Couldn't you have maintained at least the Abuja Kaduna route or reduced train to two per day? Many people lost their lives yesterday. That's Chris from Lokogoma expressing his displeasure about the situation on ground with regards to that. Okay, well, so much to be said when you think about all that there is in that regard. Meanwhile, okay, so of interest as well would have to be comments being made by councillors to Nnamdi Kanu as well. They've been expressing, special counsel to Nnamdi Kanu, Alo Ejimakor, has been speaking about security agencies and how they should go about making sure that their client is safe. In the meantime, there's also talks about the court warning some of the lawyers and legal minds who are available to the services of Nnamdi Kanu not to block the entrance of courts. Let's take a listen to that narrative provided by Alo Ejimako, special counsel to Nnamdi Kanu, and some of the ideas he had to share with regards to that. Take a listen to this.
The clerk of the court and the registrars, they must have gone through what every lawyer went through coming to court premises today. It wasn't easy for me to drive through. I got through because of intervention of a senior officer who came and beheld that I was cordoned off, and they wanted me to walk at least a mile to the court premises with all the heavy books and files that I was laden with. But the officer came and intervened and said they should allow me to drive through. And I believe almost every other person, lawyers, court staff, and what have you, underwent the same strenuous process. And this has become a constant feature each time this matter is to be had in Omar Heher. Today, the judiciary in Abia State decided to do something about it. So nobody made any motion. The court, on its own motion, ordered that security agencies should not be seen to be doing show of force on the premises of the court from now onwards. So that's what we believe to be a surprising thing that happened in court today. Yeah, 10 December. Yes. Well, the adjournment is to enable us to adopt our processes and move our substantive application. Today, what happened is what lawyers usually call mention or preliminary hearing. So the applications from the other side, from the respondents, were taken on extension of time for them to file their defense, and those applications have been determined. So the next adjourn date, we expect that there won't be any more preliminary issues that would prevent us from reaching the substantive application.
This is Morning Crossfire.
All right, so let's round up this segment of the show by taking a few calls on this very morning. Quite a number of stories in the news for today, Monday. Whether you like it or not, we're dealing with a situation that there is. But in the 8 o'clock hour, in the current affairs segment, I will examine a little bit about Wike's comments to Fintiri. Says PDP ready to upstage APC. Whether we like it or not, the conversation around the election is starting to build, at least at the political level, at the party level. And know how things are going would only tell us where people's allegiances really do lie. The FDP as well has been expressing the need to provide funds for issue of climate in Africa, essentially. I'll see if I can share that with you as well. Let's take some few comments before we take a news update. Good morning to you. Welcome to the show. Good morning to you. Yes, how are you today?
I'm fine. This is Mr. Paul Indomitable.
All right, good to have you on. Let's talk.
Yes, I want to comment on the Nigeria Railway Corporation staff, is it 5 day warning strike, they call it. I want to say that strike is really in bad taste. In as much as I want government to take care of the staff there, everything, every manner of disappointment of staff with government should not lead to strike.
Mm.
Go and ask the mainstream ministry workers how much they were being owed